topic today is tzitzis. Refresh is a fascinating thought. We talked about the mitzvah of tzitzis. He talked about the Torah puts it, you put it on the four corners of your big day, of your clothing. So he says, we find clothing, the first time we find clothing in the history of mankind, of course, is after Adam and Chava have did their aveira, eating from Eitz Hadas. They realize that they are now, there's shame there, that they're unclothed, and they put on clothing. And the Bereshit makes them clothing. So we found that the clothing is called ksus, which is the idea of kisui, it's covering the person. Kisui erva, it's covering the person. It's also referred to as a beged. A beged, there's the same word, this bogad, is to rebel. So a piece of clothing is a constant reminder that we rebelled once against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why we have to wear clothing now. If we had never been beged against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we would not be wearing clothing. As a matter of fact, the Dubna Magid has a mashal where he talks about this idea. He says, if you can imagine that there was once a family who was very close to the king, and they rebelled against the king, and they're very upset the fact they rebelled against the king. And the king decided he wasn't going to destroy them, but he was going to make them wear a badge of shame. The badge of shame was a big red splotch of paint on all of their garments. Every member of that family, male or female, would always have to wear this big red splotch. So the first generation would walk around with the big red splotch and would say, oh, he was the people who rebelled against the king, and it was very embarrassing. Next generation grew up, that's the way you wear your clothing. Third generation had designer splotches already. Right? He says, so that's what we do when we have fancy clothes. It's designer splotches. Because clothing are to remind us that we rebelled against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So people, really, should we walk around in a certain sense with embarrassment every time we wear clothing?
People actually pay more for torn jeans.
Right, okay, that's even better nowadays. Right, so here we are. We have this garment, which is to remind us of that human beings have made it, taken a step, which is forcing us to rethink of how we need to seek a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the second step is that it's only on a garment which has four corners. Four corners, the Yerushalmi says in the Dorim, in the third parak, that naturally we do not find in nature, we do not find things which come with perfect four corners. The crystals aside, you have to answer what he means by crystals, but in general you do not find something which comes with four. So four corners always represents human endeavor. This is almost human being made. Human being, we've taken now, because of our limitations, what we've done wrong, we've created now a human endeavor in this area. The tzitzis are, from the word tzitzis, to blossom and to flower. We're limited by these four corners of human endeavor. The version says, I'm going to give you a way to blossom and reach beyond your limitations, the four corners of the human endeavor. The tzitzis are that constant reminder that we've put ourselves into a garment, we've put ourselves into a situation of limitation within the human endeavor, and the version says, I'm going to give you a way to reach beyond that, and that's the Torah, and that's the mitzvah. So that's why the tzitzis act as a reminder of the Torah and the mitzvah, because they're the sprouting beyond the corners, beyond your limits, that the human being is able to sprout beyond. So that's how you understand the word tzitzis. So that's the introduction to the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's a very important mitzvah, because we know the Chazal say it's one of the mitzvahs which is equivalent to all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. It's one of seven mitzvahs which get that title. Tzitzis is one of the seven mitzvahs which gets that title. It's shakol kenega kol mitzvah. We find it by Shabbos. We find it by Limud HaTorah. You find it by tzitzis is one of these. Okay, so this mitzvah of tzitzis, it's given in an interesting way. It's given in the form of, as it were, of a choice. I'm not mechuyev to wear tzitzis. If I wear a garment which has four corners, I'm mechuyev to put tzitzis in. Right? But I don't have to wear this garment. I can wear a garment which has three corners, and then I don't have to wear tzitzis. I can wear a garment which is totally round, and I don't have to wear tzitzis. I can take a garment which has four corners, and I can round one of the sides, and to the extent which it's obvious and it's clear that it's been rounded, and it's not a corner, and I'm not chayv in tzitzis. So the Mora says in Menachos, however, so it's a fascinating mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which you've been given a choice, as it were, to do this mitzvah or not. It's a mitzvah which is a chiyuv, but at the same time, it's also a choice. So the Ben Yarno, when he talks about it, explains the Gemara. The Mora says that if a human being has a choice to opt in to such a mitzvah, which is so valuable, and he chooses not to, the Mora says that, the time when there is anger in the world, when Hashem is generally there's not going to be any punishment if you choose to do to yes or no. He says, but in the time where there's an expectation, the Bereshit is wondering where is mankind, where's Klal Yisrael, why are they not interested? This will be put into the package as well. Like, why didn't you choose to wear a four-corner garment? And why didn't you choose to wear a tzitzit? Why didn't you could have chosen? This is like an opportunity to show that your interest and your care. So it's interesting, somewhere in the middle. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is it's toiv enoch, and it's proper that a person should make sure that they're wearing a four-corner garment. Okay. Now, what type of garment should one wear? So there's a disagreement between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says that any material will be considered a mitzvah of the Torah to put tzitzit in it. Shulchan Aruch only says if it's going to be made out of wool or linen. We don't wear linen usually because of other concerns, the Shabbos issues. So we wear a wool garment. That would be clearly a mitzvah of the Torah to put tzitzit in it. Other garments are only chayiv according to the Shulchan Aruch, Midr Rabbanan. However, the opinion of the Ramah is everything is going to be chayiv on a Torah level. When Moshe Shachubar, he just was asked about what about the one exception is a leather garment. The garment is made out of leather, is not chayiv in tzitzis. Okay, so the question was, what about synthetic materials? Synthetic materials. And he says if it came in the same form as a leather garment, it would be like a poncho. A poncho has four corners. But if it's a plastic, just a plain plastic poncho, it's the same thing as leather. It's one. It's not a garment in the sense it wasn't woven. It's a different type of an item. That's more like leather, and therefore there would not be chayiv in tzitzis. However, if you make it into material, you make it into thread, and you weave it, and you make a garment out of it, so Moshe is inclined to say that is going to be chayiv in tzitzis. He says, obviously, if you have an option of doing something which is clearly chayiv, that's what you find generally your choices are sits is usually going to be either going to be wool or cotton. Those are the two choices that you get. It's only if it has four corners, like we mentioned, but one of the corners is rounded. And this is, you see, if you have a long garment which has a long split in the back, sometimes like an overcoat, some of them have a long slit in the back. So really, if it's shaped in such that the front is the two corners are actual sharp corners, and the same thing in the back, the two corners, so you have a four corner garment, so you would have to put tzitzis in it. So if in that situation, a person, we discourage that because we don't want the tzitzis to drag on the ground. You have such a long coat, you'll be putting tzitzis in it, you'll be dragging on the ground. So the suggestion is to round the corner. You round the corner by, it has to be, they don't give an exact, you know, calculation how, but it has to be that it's obvious that it's rounded. It has to be that it's rounded enough that you would see that you take it to a tailor and you would have it rounded, and that would take care of that issue.
Question.
Yes.
Where, just as an undergarment, does that cover all four other four-corner garments that you're wearing?
So that's an interesting question. So the answer is no. Each garment has its own separate responsibility. Each garment, which is four-corner, would have its own responsibility. So in general, we're not really walking around most of the time, you know, wearing four-corner garments. We don't take a big sheet and wrap it. We don't do the toga style. But if a person would wear multiple four-corner garments, he would have a chiyuv to put tzitzis in each one of them.
Okay, and so we pass in like the
Ramah. They pass in Ramah. Mr. Burr's suggestion is that if you know you have an option of doing, he says if you have an option of doing tzemer, which is clearly according to all opinions on a Torah level, or doing cotton, which is not, he would suggest doing tzemer. But then he brings that the Vilna Gaon wore cotton. Oh. He also points out the Vilna Gaon wore a wool talus the whole day. So it could be he was, you know, he didn't feel that he needed to do. Wool he wore his talus the whole day. So he wore a wool talus the whole day, so he wore a cotton undergarment. The stipler also did actually the same thing. The stipler here. It's not made to keep clothes. It's got here late. They don't have time to
open. No, that's all right.
What? I'm sorry?
No, they might just.
It has wrapping around it for.
I'm sorry?
It's all right. It's all right.
Here.
Did I correct? We do that because once a person has.
Rebbe, you get separate mitzvah for each parenthesis that you put on?
Yes. Now you have to tear, still have to cut through that, yeah. Okay. This is a famous story with Scheinberg. Scheinberg wore multiple pairs of tzitzis to get extra mitzvahs. Nobody knows the story why he undertook it. He took at some point in his life he had some type of a situation. He undertook that as a response to it. I'm not sure exactly the story was. He never shared. The mitzvah only applies to a garment which is a day garment. Urisim, so you have to be able to see it. So the discussion, does machlokas or shadim, does it mean the difference is day garment versus night garment or daytime versus nighttime? So the difference would be if I would take a towel and put a towel on at nighttime, I would not make a bracha on it. So one of the issues you have to be aware of in the morning when you want to put on your towel is if it's, you know, it's still dark out, it's still nighttime, you can't put on, you don't make a bracha on tzitzis yet until we reach the time which is known as Misha Yakir. Misha Yakir is a very elusive time, exactly how long, exactly when it is. The more it gives it a definition, which is very hard to translate into our reality. If we assume that there's no light pollution and it's totally, the only light is based on the light of the sun rising, so that already challenges us very much to figure that out. We don't have that reality. And you meet an individual which you're not expecting to meet, and you're not very familiar with him, but you know him somewhat, and you can recognize him in the distance of 4 amas. That's the calculation the Mara gives. That's very hard to translate into. How do I test that? If I arrange the guy to come, so then I know he's coming, so that doesn't count. So I arrange, so, you know, I just stand there and hope. Maybe, I mean, it's very hard to test that and figure out what it is. So we have different calculations of how to calculate it. In Yerushalayim, one of this sefer called the, I think the Nevreshes, was about written over 100 years ago. He records that the minhag Yerushalayim was calculated at 50 minutes before sunrise. That was the minhag Yerushalayim.
Is there any significance to the fact that that time is dafka used in relation to tzitzis? In other words, the Mishnah says, Mishu Yakir ben Tehilus Yilava, it's referring to tzitzis.
Right, so that's the reason. The opinion, the more it says Mishayakir and Tezalov, and actually we use Mishayakir for tefillin, but the Rambam, many assume that's the same shear. That's, we don't have tefillin, so we can't measure the tefillin either. We don't have, you know, we don't know exactly what tefillin is. That itself is a discussion. Okay. So person would only, if a person put it on early, let's say the davening was, they had to start davening early, so there's a locha that you don't make the bracha when you put it on early, you can't make a bracha yet, you wait till the time that's proper to make, and then you make the bracha afterwards. At that point in time, you touch the tzitzis, you know, the language is mishmash, which you sound like you have to, all you have to do is just touch them, really. You just touch them to indicate when you're making the bracha, and you make the bracha. What is the correct bracha? The correct bracha is, the Mishabur says that we say the bracha Asher Kiddushah B'Shabbat Tzivanu. He said Teif Bit Tzitzis. He writes that it should be written, pronounced with a Shvo under the bays, not Bat Tzitzis, but Bit Tzitzis. Because the Shulchan Aruch tells you that the bracha is Bat Tzitzis. Based on the Rizal actually said the correct bracha was Bat Tzitzis. And the difference is, you know, the bracha as written seems to not make any sense to us. We don't envelop herself in tzitzis, envelop herself in a garment. So what does it mean we're being misatef in tzitzis? Right? The lashon of itzuf. We wrap the garments around ourselves, and we don't wrap the tzitzis around ourselves. So the Rizal says that the bracha is to envelop herself in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So it seems to be like, I guess what a person would be saying, that the mitzvah then somewhat goes back and affects the whole garment.
Well, that's why it would be ba.
So that's how the Rizal says it should be bat. He said they in the mitzvah of tzitzis, and bat tzitzis referring to the mitzvah, the concept of tzitzis. So that would be the, right? We understand it to be that Mishabura paskins that the correct nusach is bit tzitzis, which you're envelop yourself in tzitzis. It means that the mitzvah is. So what's the language of itzuf? So that's questionable. One of the rai is that the grow up house, and let's say a person did not do itzuf when he put it on, with, you know, this whole process of wrapping yourself around, he said you're still yotzei, because the Torah number says requires itzuf. It's a gemara which mentions the idea of itzuf. The Torah number requires itzuf. We mentioned this idea before, that there's something called mitzvah shrichas kavanah. Whenever we do a mitzvah, so there's the action itself and there's the service to Hashem which the action implies. So doing the action, I have to have intent that I'm doing the action. Otherwise, it's like a human being without thinking. That's not an action of a human being. Right? So I'm aware that I'm doing it. It's not just happening, you know, by chance. But more than that, it has to be an act of service. So the Maamar says, mitzvah is kavanah. It's not enough to be aware of what you're doing. You have to have kavanah. When you're doing it for the purpose of serving Hashem. That's, so the action is imbued with the status of a mitzvah by doing it l'shei mitzvah. So we pass in my mitzvah's the rice and mitzvah's shrichas kavanah. I mean, if you do, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you do the mitzvah tzitzis without having kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah, you're not fulfill the mitzvah. And then he says the fascinating idea. He says, and therefore it's like wearing a 4-cornered garment without tzitzis. So you're wearing your, by not having kavanah to do the mitzvah, you not only have you not fulfilled the mitzvah, you have created a problem. You're in a situation of wearing a 4-cornered garment not without tzitzis. So he says the person should be very careful when you put on the mitzvah, and the concept of mitzvah kavanah requires to think two words. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Siman Samach, you think the words l'shem mitzvah. That's all you got to do. Think two words l'shem mitzvah. I'm doing it because of the command to wear tzitzis. There is a separate kavana issue, which is the Torah says over here three times in the Torah. The Torah says by mitzvah, says lema'an in order that. It says by tefillin, lema'an tia Torah Hashem b'ficha. We spoke about that. It says by sukkah, it says lema'an yedo d'reseichem, in order that the generations will know. And by sitzit, it says in order that you will see the mitzvahs and remember all the mitzvahs. So the Barshim did it for a purpose. So the Bach says you have to have that intent in, as well. When you put on tzitzit, you have to have intent that I'm doing this to remind myself about all the mitzvahs. Is it ma'akib? The Shabur says it's not ma'akib. Bring some prima gonim. It's not ma'akib. But if you didn't have that, you would still fulfill the mitzvah. However, the Aruch Lener in his Sefer on the Hilchos Sukkah, B'kri Yaakov, says it is determinative b'di'evit. So it means if a person will not have that intent as well, he will not fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzit. Mishabur Pass is not like that, but that's how the opinion of the Aruch Lener, that if a person would sit in a sukkah, not being aware that to remind us about what Hashem enveloped Klal Yisrael with the Anoni HaKovid, put on tzitzit, not thinking about that it's going to be a reminder, put on tefillin, not thinking that it's going to teach us lessons about Hashem's Torah, you would not fulfill the mitzvah according to the Aruch Lener.
On the previous kavanah of
stam, yeah.
Don't we say that just stam kavanah, we assume that a person knows that they're doing
it to take
the mitzvah, and therefore that's enough.
So there is a chayyadim which says that if by the fact you make the bracha, that itself becomes indicative of the fact you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. So that helps for the following. So let's put up some thought because it's running late. When you get up in the morning, so the minig is that you put a bracha on talis kotel. We don't wake up the people who wear talis kotel. Don't make a bracha on the talis kotel. They make a bracha on the talis kotel. So the bracha of the talis gadol you don't make till you get to shul later on. So you can argue that it's indicative when I get to shul I make the bracha. Now it's indicative, but I've been wearing my talis gadol for 15 minutes beforehand. So in that situation, I have an issue of I have not. I've been wearing the garment without the shei mitzvah. So that would be an issue in regard to that point. So if there's going to be a long time lapse between the two, you get up in the morning and you're planning to sit down and learn before davening, right? So you're putting on towels much later on, you would make the bracha on the sitzes right away. But you can't make it until you wash your hands and you use the bathroom, until a person relieves himself. So a person would get up, put on a sitzes, go to the bathroom, wash his hands, and then make a bracha on the sitzes then, assuming that. Okay, when you put the tzitzit on, you should make sure there's two in front and two in back. There's actually an opinion which says if you wear a garment with all four corners in front, you're not chayav in tzitzit. The Beis Yosef brings it that was the minhag of Mitzrayim, that they would wear a four corner garment with all four corners in front, and they didn't put in tzitzit because it's only if you wear it the normal way, which is two in front and two in back. So the idea of wearing all the wrap of some of the towels, but all four corners in front, he would seem to discourage it. Now the Beis Yosef says it then that we don't pass him like that, but the Groy actually was mocked, but on it the Groy said different by Kriya Shema. A lot of people take all four tzitzis in their hands to kiss the tzitzis. He says no way, you have to make sure there's always two in the back. Right, and always two in the back and two in the front. So Shulchan Aruch obviously passes not like that. The Ramah brings that minig, but let's hold it here. So the thought we said at the beginning again was that the tzitzis are the idea that the human endeavor is the four corners that represents human endeavor, and Rapur says that the idea of the tzitzis is that Hashem gave us a way to sprout beyond our limitations, to go beyond. The reminder of Hashem's mitzvahs is that human beings are not limited by the human endeavor, which we can go much beyond. I want to thank Mr. Daniel Hirsch for sponsoring the shiur today, and the Ilanish was his grandfather, Mr. Otto Hirsch, or Pinchas, we don't know, was Pinchas Ben Lewis, a Kayan, after reading the biography, was constantly, he was a very, very, very important, special person. He's actually available. You can look him up on Wikipedia, Mr. Otto Hirsch. Okay.